some of them say, what makes your pocket bruise your arm?
But you wouldn't say that.
Yeah, sometimes we would. And then they'd say we've got rocks in our pockets. We're going to play in war.
Yes.
That's just what boys say.
Well, now, if you wash wool in hot water, what will it do?
Draw it up.
And what's another way of saying draw up?
Well, wool hit hot water just brings it to just get to where you can't wear it.
Would you say that it
and would, hit to do knit that way too?
Oh, it will?
Bond and knit, hit to do that way when you put it in hot water.
Well, what about, what's another way of saying draw up?
Shrink?
Yes, do you ever use that?
I do sometimes, because now I've got where I don't ever wash my wool in. Bonded knits and things in hot water. I wash them in just lukewarm water and wool eye.
Yes, sir.
And if you can wash them pantsuit that way, and then yes, you won't ever have to take them to no dry cleaner.
Yeah. Well, you say, if I wash this wool coat today, it'll shrink.
Yeah.
And yesterday I washed it and it
didn't shrink.
But if it did, you say yesterday I washed it.
And it didn't shrink. Now today if I wash it, I washed it and it'll shrink. Well, I'd be using different water. It's tempering the heat of the water.
Well, if you wash, yesterday I washed a sweater in hot water. So it
drew up. I'd say it drawed up. Well, it will. It'll draw up that way.
Would you say it shrunk up?
Yeah, I'd say it shrunk up.
And, that's what I was wondering. If you'd say, what you'd say there. So yesterday, I washed a shirt and it...
Yeah, if it's a wool shirt, it'll shrink up. But now if it's cotton, it won't.
Yes. And, that's interesting.
That's just the difference in knowing your material. It's according to what you get when you go to buy it. You got to notice what kind of material you're getting and notice how you want to wash it.
Yes, sir. Well, I was going to ask you, and I never got around to doing it, what do you call it when a woman puts on her nicest clothes?
Oh, yeah, you call them a brassiere and their dresses and their slips.
No, but you say they're going to do what?
Put on their brassiere.
No, I mean, you say...
Their slip or...
No, if a woman came out here just in her work clothes, that'd be one thing. Then she'd say, well, I'm going to go to a party, so I have to...
Go and redress and put on a party dress.
Well, if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you say she likes to...
She likes to put on good clothes and dress decent.
Would you say she likes to dress up or...
Well, I'd say she likes to dress up and where she could be... Notice more, and that's about the way it is.
Would you ever say something besides dress up for that?
I don't ever say nothing about that, no way, and I never did, but that's the main thing they say. Some of them, I've heard a lot of them say that, dress up in their best dresses so they'll be noticed more. They're tired of their work clothes. It's just a change in their clothes, where they work, they have them work clothes.
What, does a woman who puts on face makeup, you say she's dressing up when she does that?
Well, she's usually putting up that makeup on. That makeup on, that's what they call that. Their creams and the rouge and their face powder and the eyeshadow and all under the eyes. That's their makeup they're putting on.
Well, what about a man? If a man put on his best suit and all that, you say he likes to do what?
He likes to dress up.
And... What does a woman carry her change in, her coins in?
In a little change purse.
And what do you wear if you got dressed up? You might put something.
Oh, you got your watch around your arm, or beads, or bracelet.
And if you had a bracelet, and if you had beads, what would they be in?
They'd be.